Deuteronomy chapter 6. And this is the body of commandments, and these are the statutes and regulations which the Lord your God has commanded me to teach you, for you to do them in the land which you are crossing over to take possession of, so that you may fear the Lord your God, in keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I am commanding you, you and your son's son, all the days of your life, so that your days are prolonged. So hear, O Israel, and ensure you do them, so that it goes well with you, and so that you may increase greatly, as the Lord God of your fathers said to you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these things which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart, and you will diligently teach them to your sons, and you will talk about them when you sit down in your house, and when you walk on the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. And you shall bind them on your hand as a sign, and they will be phylacteries between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house, and on your gates. And it will come to pass that the Lord your God will bring you to the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to you great and fine cities, which you did not build, and houses full of all kinds of good things, which you did not fill them with, and cisterns hewn out, which you did not hew, vineyards and olive groves, which you did not plant, and you will eat and be satisfied. Be on your guard not to forget the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of a house of slavery. You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him, and you shall swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods, any of the gods of the nations which are round about you. For the Lord your God in your midst is a jealous God, so that the anger of the Lord your God is not kindled against you, and he obliterates you from the face of the earth. You shall not tempt the Lord your God, as you tempted him in Massah. You shall absolutely keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies, and his statutes, which he has commanded you. And you shall do what is upright and good in the eyes of the Lord, so that it goes well with you, and you come and take possession of the good land which the Lord swore to your fathers, driving out all your enemies before you, as the Lord has said. For your son will ask you tomorrow, saying, "What are the testimonies and the statutes and the regulations which the Lord our God commanded you?" And you will say to your son, "We were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand. And the Lord gave signs and wonders, great and noxious ones, in Egypt, against Pharaoh and against all his house in our sight. And he brought us out of there in order to bring us in, to give us the land which he swore to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good, all our days, so that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. And we shall have righteousness if we ensure we keep all this body of commandments before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us."